some places in the world where water is hard to get. You can't just turn on the faucet and get clean water. In those places, there are people whose job it is to bring the water from a faraway river or well. And they bring it into town for everyone to use. This water is so important. It's used to cook with, to wash with, and of course, it's used to drink. We all know that without water, we couldn't live. The water carrier's job is very important, and it's often passed from generation to generation. Still today, in some parts of the world, a large pack animal like an ox or a car can't get up the narrow paths to the well, and so they still need a person, a water carrier, to bring the water into town. Sometimes the water carrier is a child or a woman who has this important but very difficult and labor-intensive job. So this story comes to us as a folk tale. Some people say this story comes from India. Some people say it comes from China. Maybe both cultures have similar tales in their folklore. Once upon a time, there was a water carrier. She carried the water in two pots from the well far away many times. The pots hang by a rope from either side of a wooden pole or yoke across her shoulders. Now the pot on one side of the yoke has a crack in it that leaks water. That pot is always half empty by the time the water carrier reaches the house. The other pot is perfect and stays full the whole time. Each time the water carrier goes from the well back to the town, the cracked pot has leaked half its water onto the ground. The water carrier has to then go back to the well even more often because of this leaky, cracked pot. One day, the cracked pot, filled with its own sense of inadequacy, shame, and worry, spoke to the water carrier.
"I'm so sorry. I can't hold all of the water that you fill me with like the perfect one does."
"You don't need to be sorry," said the water carrier.
"But I am miserable because I make so much more work for you. I wish I was as good as the perfect pot."
"Do not be miserable,"
said the water carrier.
"You do something that the perfect pot cannot do. Have you noticed all the flowers on the side of the path where I carry you from the well? There are lovely flowers growing there because of the water that you leak. There are no flowers on the perfect pot's side."
And so it seemed that the perfect pot was not perfect after all. Both pots had their use. Thank you to my esteemed actor colleagues. So these two pots, you might say, each had inherent worth and dignity. All of us have a crack in us somewhere. All of us are broken somewhere. None of us are perfect, even if we might think we are. And we need to return to the place where we are refilled and refreshed more often than we think, precisely because we are not perfect. This place, this fellowship, is one of those places where we can be refilled. And hopefully you will leave this place and spill out our Unitarian Universalist message into the world where it can bring beauty and life. That's what we are celebrating today in our Mingling of the Waters celebration, the metaphorical act of returning to the well, where we are refilled for the work of the world. We can't just go and go and go. We will run on empty. So we come back to this place to refill. We come bringing the gifts that we have to offer, and we mingle them together with others. Each water that you have brought today comes from a different source. Just like each of us comes with our own histories, our own cultures, our own experiences, and we bring those to this place to share. And our sharing is a blessing. This well, this fellowship exists to provide life-giving, life-filling water for you. What are some of the ways that you can name that this fellowship is a source of life for you? I see this place as a deep well of hope, of connection, love, justice making. What else? What else is this place to you? Humility, humbleness, friendship, caring,
music,
action, challenge, courage, welcome, kindness, peace, home, growing, understanding, connection. Thank you for helping me name those qualities that this well is for you. And knowing that we can't hoard those gifts to ourselves, we have to bring them in, refill ourselves, and then carry them back out with others beyond these walls. We are all broken pots with our challenges, our flaws, our imperfections, but we also all have inherent worth and dignity. We all have gifts to share with the world. And so, if anyone ever calls you a crackpot, you can take it as a compliment.